Good evening. It's a really real blessing, really good to be back here, and thank you for opportunity to share our little message, what's going on in Ukraine right now, and thank you for your continued interest in about our efforts in Ukraine. Thank you for involvement in everything we do there. Christmas is getting closer. Of course, Thanksgiving comes before Christmas, but Christmas is almost behind the corner. In Ukraine, people are getting into Christmas mood about the 20th of December. Last year, mid-November, I was in Dayton, Ohio, and many radio stations were already playing Christmas songs all day long. When I was a little boy, I did not really like my older brother's birthday party. You know why? Because once a year, I would lose my special position in my family. I would lose the status of being the youngest, who would typically get more and the best. All the gifts were for my older brother that day. He was the center of attention. Everybody was talking about him. One time I even cried when I saw a big number of gifts for him and absolutely nothing for me. When I learned about the birth of Jesus, I realized that it's very different. For his birthday, he got a crib within a manger. He got a room within a barn. And the song that the angels sang in the field was talking about peace to people and good tidings on the earth. And it goes on like this every year. On Jesus' birthday, we are the ones who get the birthday gifts. All of the attention is focused on us, since God gave His only begotten Son for us. You celebrate Thanksgiving Day here in the States. Unfortunately, we don't have this tradition in Ukraine. For you, it is a special time to thank God for all of the blessings that He has given you. It is not by an accident that Christmas comes after Thanksgiving. While counting your blessings, you bless people around you. You make gifts for your children, grandchildren, people in need in your country and outside of your country. Thank you so much for remembering people in need, such as orphans, widows, refugees, sick ones. First, you thank God, then you make a gift for the needy one. That is very special. The orphan Sasha in the video, and another orphans, thousands orphans in Ukraine, in their young lives, have experienced tough times and some little good. That little good side of their lives is the gifts from America for Christmas. They have grown up now. They are facing new challenges, new problems. Let's keep Christmas for them. That special time when they feel being loved, when everything will be around them and for them. What are their dreams for Christmas today? Family. Loving family around them. We want to become that family for them. We want to invite you to continue become that family for them. Let's bring Christmas to thousands of refugees who are living in a barn or at the front fire line today, who have no roof for their heads, to thousands of young men and girls who are not able to get their education, who are being abused in their families and among their peers, to thousands who know nothing about Jesus and His love. As you know, I visited your church last year. Our team is involved in wide range activities in Ukraine. And again, we really appreciate all support you got last year. And I want to share you some good news, what's going on right now in Ukraine, including our mission efforts. We continue to help out our refugees who have lost their homes because of the war in the east of Ukraine. I myself am a refugee today. I personally know well enough what it feels like losing your entire house, being cut off of your family, and trying to start your life among strangers. 1.5 million people in Ukraine are currently such refugees. We help out the families who live on the front line and are not able to leave these dangerous zones. Many of them are sick. Many have little kids. Once a month, we take a trip of 1,000 miles by our little car to take medications, food supplies, and Bibles to danger zones. We get as close to the front line as 1 mile. It takes us 2 days to make that trip because of the roads that have been destroyed and shelled. And every time when we take such trips, I remind my wife about the place of our monthly savings, main documents, and I do my special farewell with my kids. I even changed my Facebook name. I am Dima Svyatogor on Facebook just in case. If we end up in captivity, that way they won't be able to trace down to my family. The front line can change any time. Also, there are often groups of enemies there. I'm not sharing these details with you so that I can impress you what a hero I am. I believe there are more heroic people than myself. I would like to emphasize that our ministry for people in need has a special meaning and a special level. Each of your dollar has a special story. We also work with orphans and orphanage graduates. We want to show them that their future is in Jesus. We have a real example of Denis and Yulia Zolotaryov family. They both are orphanage graduates. In Ukraine, orphans do not have many choices. After they get out of orphanage, they usually end up with criminals or early pregnancy or commit a suicide. And as a big exception, they get a job and start a good family. Denis and Yulia have learned about Jesus. They both have accepted him into their lives. They have two wonderful kids. Today, Denis is one of the students at Ukrainian Bible Institute. He also leads the ministry and the shelter. Shelter is the special area, special institution in Kyiv where about 50, 60 children live 90 days. They're from troubled families, they're orphans, maybe lost their parents, and they're waiting for a court decision. What's their next step? Either to go to orphanage or being adopted or come back to family. And every Friday we go there. We get permission from principal there to study the Bible with them, to pray with them, to play with them. Denis is getting ready to become a missionary at a new congregation this fall. One of my goals to find support for his family, for his ministry. We also work at public schools. We have a program of civic spiritual education, which has been approved by the educational system in Kyiv region. And it is a very big deal and blessing. This gives us a wonderful opportunity to work with children and teens in each school that is located in Kyiv region. This program serves as a bridge between children and teenagers and the church. crossing of this bridge does not happen quick. We take time to make friends with the kids. We demonstrate our faith in our actions. As they get older, they will have knowledge about the church and Christians. Our special goal is planning new congregations program. You know that last year, we started a congregation in the city of Rivne, that is west of Ukraine. This year, we plan to start a church in the town of Irpin. It is a small town that is located 12 miles away from Kyiv. We already have 10 people who get together every Sunday to study the Bible. They're not baptized yet, but we are working on it. Every Sunday, they got together. It takes faith, team, and funds to start a new congregation. We do have faith, our team, and some funds. We need you, because your prayers, your involvement, your donations strengthen our faith, encourage our team, and support our possibilities. Today, Ukraine is a country of big opportunities, possibilities, and Ukraine has a big potential. Today, I don't know how long it will take, because government is more open right now for churches' efforts. So we're using right now, just today, to spread the gospel and reach out people. Each minute of your prayer, each donated dollar has its continuation in Ukraine. Philippians 4:17 says, "Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account." I'm thankful to God that I have a job and I'm able to support myself and my family. My message today is my request about many others whom we can serve and share Jesus with. There is no other country in the world that donates this much like you do. And there is no other country in the world that is so blessed like you are here. I know it very well. When I feel scared to drive to the front line, I always comfort myself with hope to find the real blessings of life in Christ, which live by faith. Being born once, Jesus is now living eternally. Our team is not a Christmas party. We share Jesus all year around. We share gifts all year around. Please continue joining our trip of faith and love. Believe me, no matter how much you give, no matter how much you do, you will receive more. I speak from my personal experience. May God richly bless each one of you, your families, your very sweet and friendly congregation, your city, and your country. Thank you.